Okay, so let's chazer today 19b, which was another packet regarding Shivanikim. Okay, so we did a couple of topics in this one. The first is the issue of Bedika B'Layla. So, is there an issue to do Bedika B'Yom, Dafka? Can you do Bedika B'Layla? What's that issue about? So there's another thing, there's an issue of Bedika, and then there's another thing called the Sfira. She has to count. Safra law. She has to count 7 days. So are these things connected? The fact that she has to count, is that connected to the Bedika? Or is that a separate thing? So Bekitzer Nimra. So basically there is a Tosis in Nida Nasamach Tes, which says that Sfira's Laila in a Sfira. That Sfira has to be Vayom. The shaila whether this tosis is in the shita that we pass them like or not, but let's say it is. So as many assume, so Sfiras Laila doesn't count. There's a Rashi, famously, who holds that Sfiras Laila does count, based on Mixayam Kikul of a Laila. So, what is this about? Is Sfira? So let's say that ideally we're going to hold like tosis that Sfira has to be Vayom. So Sfira and Bedika are going to be connected, then the Bedika has to be Vayom. If Sfira and Bedika are not connected, then the Bedika could be Belaila. So, just off of that, there is a Chazanish who says he can't understand why anyone would say that you need to do Bedika only by Yom. He thinks it's Pasha to him, they should be able to do it Belaila. There is a Sidri Tara. So Sidri Tara is brought down in the Lechem Vesimla. He wants to make a Sveidin. He wants to make a Lamdas out of this. He wants to say like this. If you hold like the Shita that you could do only one, that you only have to do one Bedika during the whole Shavanikim, then you're holding, he says, that a Bedika is nothing to do with Sfira. That the whole idea is you just keep a Cheshbon, make sure you're clean, have a chazaka that you're tahor, but it's not a din in like Sfira that I have to actually count. That's why one Bedika suffices for the whole Shivanikim. If you hold like the other Shita, like the second day of the Shofan Aruch, that you need 1 and 7, well, what if I need 1 and 7, says the Sidrei Tara? That must mean that that's kind of fulfilling a din of Sfira. That you need and these bookends need the bookends to make it a Sfira, to make it that it's an official count. That's his Sfara. And therefore, if you hold, you need Aleph and Zion, 1 and 7, which is the Iker Deah he holds of the Shulchan Aruch, then it would come out that it has to do your B'tikas only by Yom, and not Balayla, because it's a din of Sfira. And Tosfos says, Sfira is only by Yom. And that's why the Sidrei Tara says, he doesn't understand, he thinks it's a Sfira in the Shulchan Aruch. On one hand, the Shulchan Aruch endorses the Shita of 1 and 7, Ve'in Lahakel. But on the other hand, it seems from the Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to do a Bedika B'Layla. So he says, they don't add up to him. Things don't add up. So that's the Tzarachian to him on the Shulchan Aruch. Because according to him, if you have Paschim, Aleph V'Zayin, then you should dafka insist on a Bedika B'Yom. But yet the Ramah says that you could do a B'Layla or Haner. So the Lechem V'Simla quotes the Sidrei Tara, and the Lechem V'Simla, and likewise in a similar way, the Paris Rimonim, they both argue on the Sidrei Tara. And they hold that these things have nothing to do with each other. That there's no din of Sfira per se. We don't hold the Peshita. We don't hold that you need an active Sfira. You just have to keep a Cheshbon, have a Chazaka, that you're Tahora. And the fact that whether you hold 1 or 1 and 7 are not depend, they don't indicate whether it's a din Sfira or not. Those are just nuts and bolts within what kind of chazaka do we want the woman to have for the Shivanikim to say that within the Shivanikim I could show that she is not bleeding anymore. But they're not Hava Hatalia. And likewise, the Ramah seems to say that you could do the Or Haner, I mean, you could do a Palayla. And that is, as a footnote, the Shevet Halevi wants to say that maybe he wants to make an Okimta, that when that lore, when the Ramah says he could do the Ohanair, maybe he was only talking about certain situations. But, so we pointed out, the Chazanish says he can't understand why anyone would say that you only need to do a Bayom. The reason why you need to do a Bayom is so you could see, just pragmatically. But if you have an Ohanair, so use that, you'll be able to see with the Ohanair. Regarding this issue, just reiterates another Yehuda, which we have spoken about before, I believe, and that is, another Yehuda says, what if a woman does a hafzik tara, and she does a moch, again, which means, a hafzik tara means she does a bedika or a mustachim. Then she does a moch dachuk, which means she just puts a bedika cloth in there, no chor mustachim, she just puts it in there and leaves it there, called ben hashmashos, and then that's it. She doesn't do anything else. So the Rosh Yehuda says, I'll be mitzari for a couple of things together. I'll be mitzari for Ramban, who says that you only need chorim mustachim for the hafzik tara, and she did that, and not for any other bedika. So I'll count the moch dachuk as a bedika. The bedika is yom aleph. It doesn't have chorim mustachim. The Ramban holds you don't need chorim mustachim for the actual bedikas shivanikim. It's belayla. Okay, but again, even if you hold it, that you need a svira, but Rashi holds svira slayla counts. So then we saw mechan shitas Rashi that svira slayla makes svira, assuming you even need a svira. Okay, so that was that hakira of the sitrei tara and the people who argue with him regarding bedikas belayla and svira. One more issue here is rechitza, washing. Is the woman that to wash herself out? During the bedikos, during Shiva Nikim, or are we afraid that it's going to somehow impact the blood? So the Bach says he heard, the Shmua is, that if a woman does rechitza, it can make the dam turn whitish, it could change, alter the color of the blood, and then the woman will miss it, because it won't be the regular color, it will turn more whitish, and she'll accidentally miss the dam, and it'll mess up her whole Shiva Nikim. So therefore, the minig is, they don't bathe during Shiva Nikim. That's the Bach. The Taz, in Kuf Beiches, Aleph, quotes his father-in-law, the Bach, and he says, this is Dover Tamua, to say such a thing. It's not found in Shas. It's not found in the Poskim. This is a Shmua that was going around, but it's not Oiska Halton in Halacha, and it's a Chumri Seira. If someone wants to be Macher, they should only be Macher for themselves, but not for anyone else. That's the Taz, who argues with the Bach. Meaning he says, Machmer Yachmer La'atzma, but you shouldn't be Moritz the Shachamrit to anyone else. The Levushe Mordechai, he says that even if you want to hold like the Bach, that there's such a chash, but that chash would only be a woman who sits and bathes for a long time. She sits in a bath for an hour or two, not a quick washing. A quick wash. This is the Levushe Mordechai, who caveats even the Shita Sabach. Meaning really, he holds like the Taz. But even the Bach, even that Shash, was only for a woman who's sitting in a bath, and it would, sit there for a while, that would impact the blood. But a washing, a shower, or something, quick, that would not impact the blood, even according to the Bach. This comes up because there are women that had a medical condition that they needed to wash out the osamakum. So the shilas that were brought to the poskim were, are they allowed to wash the osamakum? So one issue is the Bach's issue, which the Levushe Mordechai said is only if it's a long time. Or you could just not assume like that and hold like this has, that this is a chumri seira. But is there also a problem of maybe she'll just wash out the blood and she won't notice it? I mean, not saying the blood will change color or anything like that. So, really, the Marsham says that for the people who had this medical condition and they needed to wash out every day, the osamakum, so he says that since you already have your hafzik tara, which really establishes her chazaka as she's not seeing anymore, then you don't have to be choshesh if you wash out. Meaning, ideally, do a bedika in the morning, and then she can wash out. You don't have to be choshesh that she's washing out any subsequent blood. But really, so you have your hafzik tara and a bedika in the morning, and you're good to go. Rav Moshe says a similar thing. He says, this is an interesting tshuva in Igros Moshe, Yodei Aleph, and Tali Dalad. He actually goes, not for now, but just Mar Mokom, that he actually goes through the different shitos of, do I need two bedikas a day of the snag, or one a day, or one in seven, and does this indicate, different mahalchim in what we're trying to accomplish in the Shiva Nikim or not. But his bottom line is that a woman who needs to do these ilufim, this rinsing out, so he says, this is what she should do. Ideally,
is
Rav Moshe. Ideally, he says, Rav Moshe says, she should do it on day 1 and day 7 after the morning vidika. The rest of the days, she could do it even the night before or before the morning vidika. Okay? But that's a chumra, he says, for the first and seventh day, do it after vidika. He says, if it's a shasar chak, and she really can't, then he's willing to make a levon on that, and she could do it the night before, or even, you know, namely before the B'dikas Boker. But ideally, if it's not such a Shasar Chak, then ideally day 1 and 7 after the B'dikas Boker, and then the other days, if it's easy, so do it after, but if it's some minor inconvenience, she could do it even before the first morning B'dika, meaning if she could do it at night. The prior night. Last issue is a related issue, and that is the Piskei Teshuvah quotes a Marsham, which talks about a woman who is having trouble doing bedikas. She has cuts and scratches, and they're going to bleed. So if she does a real bedika, it's going to irritate those scratches, and she'll bleed, and then there'll be a big confusion whether this dam is really dam either, or this is just dam mako from the scratches. So that the Marsham paskins that she's allowed to slightly moisten the bedikah cloth, even with water, as long as it's not tofiach menas latsiach. It's not wet enough that if you put your hand on it, your hand will be so wet that it'll wet something else, slightly moist. And he's matter you to do that, really wet, moisten the bedikah cloth with water, so this way it won't scratch. It'll be, it'll kind of lubricate the bedikah cloth, so this way it will be go in easier, it won't irritate the scratches, and he's not choshesh that it will discolor or wash out the blood. Rav Abadi, he has one knech, he says that ideally it would be better if instead of using water, she would use KY jelly, the KY jelly that doesn't have water, because this way there's like no chash that any blood would get washed out. Okay?